is interesting. What we're really talking about here is energy. I mean, it's all energy. If you could find energy from
another source,
aha!
And we have that
source. And we have, in fact, I am looking here. Right here, I am looking.
Nuclear.
It's nuclear. Well, of course, that's right, nuclear. But I did notice it's power up with magnetic bacteria. And I think
that's the coolest thing I've seen.
Did we talk about this?
No. Not to.
Okay, this is a 16-year-old high school kid has invented a new way of producing electricity by harnessing the power, brawny power of bacteria. Of course, the guy's, I can't pronounce his name. He's from India or some part of Pakistan. Kartik Madurai, 11th grader from Montreal, was able to generate about half the voltage of a normal AA battery with a fifth of an ounce of naturally occurring magnetic bacteria, and the bacteria kept pumping current for 48 hours nonstop. I'm not going to go into the whole article. You can get this off of Wired News, and it was the 12th. So this is a couple days ago as we read this. But my point is this.
We put one electrode at one side of the Everglades and one electrode at the other side of the Everglades and dump a bunch of these bacteria in there.
In the middle.
In the middle. And then they would shoot a bunch of alligators so they can feed. And then we got in power for the whole world.
That's it, done.
Right? They swim around.
I mean, that's it. That is the end of it. That's it. I mean, we're done. You know, you run out.
We solved the energy crisis
We just did.
Right,
no,
seriously. So,
George, we got your answer.
How much energy is that really going to be able to make out of that? I mean, is this a novelty thing?
Check it out. It's actually
quite a bit. It is amazing. It's
a fifth of an ounce. It's a little tiny amount. Did half the current of a AA battery for 48 hours.
And how long does a AA run?
Yeah,
a couple years.
It doesn't run 48 hours.
I can tell you that.
AA battery runs for a couple years or something, right?
No, if you don't use it.
It's not hooked up. It's just fine. You'd be surprised. Let me tell you something. You'd be surprised what you can do with energy conservation if you don't use any. I mean,
so like the clock ticking, it just uses it when it clicks from click to click. It doesn't use it the whole time.
It depends on the clock. But
I would say if we shut off all the electricity in the United States, stopped all the cars, and everybody just that our energy usage would go down substantially. No, right. Anyway, but my point is, I mean, you have to read the article. It actually is quite a bit, and it has to do with the simple fact that, as you know, if you rotate a magnet in a field or whatever, that electricity is generated. I mean, that's the way motors work. That's the way drills work and everything. But my point is that the beauty of this is there's two things to consider. One is, you know, Noonan's Lake out here. Throw the bacteria in there, put an electrode around, and you're done. You know, that's game.
Do the bacteria like eat human flesh or anything? Or
who cares if it's in Noonan's Lake?
Right.
and of course, we breed alligators and feed it to the bacteria. Right. That's if we got that. And this guy Musanawi or whatever it is, you know, he put him in there. That's where he does his.
You got a short term.
No, that's right. No, I'm saying if this is the way to do it.
You'll be horribly like a carnivore.
What we do is we throw the alligators in there to eat the humans as the execution thing, right. And then the alligators get eaten up by the bacteria, and we have electricity. I mean, it's a perfect thing to me.
Right.
It's like Soylent Green or whatever it is. Only that was food.
Soylent Green.
No, but the thing about this particular article from this guy in Montreal, 16-year-old high school student, he came in third.
Third. What was first and second?
I think Nobel Prize.
No, Nobel Prize. This, think about it. The guy's 16 years old. Here, by the time he's 20, he's like got a Nobel Prize. I mean, he's set
$1 million.
Million bucks, yeah.
He's in the same ranks as Einstein. Get a job, probably.
You think?
What was one and two?
One.
No,
wouldn't get one at an oil company. I'd tell you that much.
No,
well, that's the thing. I mean, you think, well, maybe they'd off the guy, but it's like the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know,
no,
here you go.
You know, I was thinking about when you're one of the problems they're having down in the Everglades, of course, is people are releasing their pythons and stuff. So they're having a.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I heard
about. We talked about that.
Yeah, I know we did, but I'm saying we ought to scarf up a couple of these bacteria and release them down there. See what happens for hoots. Just for hoots. No, I mean, think about it.
Endangered.
But they wouldn't. But think about it. You know, you could have an airboat, you know, with your electrodes on the side of the airboat to run the motor.
The cost is incalculable. Your thumbprint just killed 20,000 of them.
That's true. Yeah, endangered.
We've lost the energy for our city. Oh, no.
No, well, as I said, I mean, I love this. This is this magnetic bacteria demonstration placed third in the Canadian competition.
What was one and two?
That's what I want to know. I didn't find out.
Well, you think about an ounce of this stuff, you know, just doing some quick math, would generate 2.5 alkaline batteries, AAs, for 48 hours.
I'm telling you, people don't understand how the market is such a wonderful thing, and it will fix all this stuff out. I got two more things here that I...